This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. There's been no shortage of remakes in theaters near you, but a film opens tomorrow that plays on nostalgia a little differently. It's called Pixels, and alongside Adam Sandler and Kevin James, the film stars Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and all kinds of other old-school characters. The fact is, even with all the amazingly advanced home video game systems out today, there's still a fondness for the classics, one that keeps the vintage arcade superstore in Glendale, California, going strong. Gene Lewin has an 11,000-square-foot warehouse and showroom where he sells everything from pinball to Pong, and I had him show me around.
So this is our working warehouse. This is some mostly pinballs down here. These are ones that we're working on.
And really, you are stacked up to the ceilings in here. I mean, we've got high roofs, and what's that up there?
Oh, those are some parts for video games.
How do you get up there?
With a ladder.
How long have you loved pinball games?
I started playing when I was 16 in 1972. All through my teenage years, I went to arcades and played pinball. I bought my first pinball in 76.
Wow.
And I still have it.
This one right here, the Jack in the Box?
Yeah. I was working at Jack in the Box at the time, coincidentally, because that's a Jack in the Box game.
Uh-huh.
And I was saving up money for new speakers for my stereo, and it was in an arcade that I used to go to. They were closing down, and they had all games for sale, and they delivered. And I still lived with my parents at the time.
What did your parents make of it when you brought a pinball machine home?
I put a deposit on it, and I told them I'm buying a pinball machine. They said, no, you're not. But they knew how much I loved it, and my sister talked them into it. 77, I put my jumping jack in a billiard place called College Billiards. And since my game worked better than all the other games, made more money than anything else, so I talked the owner into letting me take over the whole location. That's how I got started.
How many arcades did you own at the peak of your arcade owning?
I had five.
Five.
They were called Pinball Plus.
What was the golden age of arcade gameplay? When was it at its peak?
It started in 79 with Space Invaders and Asteroids. And it just exploded. There was like a video game boom. 83, the whole business kind of crashed.
Right. That was after E.T. came out, sort of the Atari, the whole market collapsed, right?
It was like in a crash until 85. There's a game called Gauntlet that came out, and I think that like brought the whole business back.
So did you keep your arcade business through the 80s?
Or? I did survive. I lost a few arcades, but I did survive. In 93, there was like another crash.
Was it just sort of console games got better than arcade games?
The PlayStation came out, and it was some arcade games were based on the PlayStation, so they were equal, and that really hurt. Plus, I think they lost their creative edge. I thought, you know, well, maybe it'll come back, but it really didn't, so I decided to start selling games in 95. I figured out these games would be collectible years before anybody else did.
How did you know?
Because I saw it happen to pinball. I had pinball machines that I would, like, part out for parts, and they were junk. And I would go to pinball shows and see, oh, these games are worth money now. So I started thinking after a few years, this is going to happen to video games too. And I started collecting them. And only me and one other guy in Chicago that I know of had figured that out. So we were buying them dirt cheap, knowing that in a few years they'd be worth money.
And what is the market like for vintage video games and pinball machines today?
It's good. There's a trend called barcades where they're opening up bars with classic arcade games from the 80s and 90s. People buy them for their home. They want to buy a piece of their childhood. And we ship them all over the country because these games are hard to find.
Wow. And these are not cheap.
No. Well, the video games are like around 2,000 and up, and the pinballs go up much higher because some of them are really collectible and they're worth $7,000, $8,000, and $9,000.
Yeah, I saw Attack from Mars was nearly $10,000.
Yeah, that's our highest one.
The Earth is under attack. An attack from Mars!
Are these things good investments? If I bought Attack from Mars from you right now, would it likely be worth more in like 5 years?
I think so, because they've been going up the last 2 years. I remember games like Addams Family, I was selling for $3,000 when I started selling games in the 90s, and now they're like $8,000 or $9,000.
Wow.
So they're like triple what I was selling them for 10 years ago.
What's going to happen to your business when you retire?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Are you going to retire?
I'm not planning on it anytime soon. A lot of people, you know, hate going to work. For me, I always end up staying late. And my favorite thing is when I'm done working is to go over to the showroom and play pinball. It's pretty awesome.